Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited about having Governor Gary Johnson back on the show. Governor Johnson was the governor of the great state of New Mexico from 1995 to 2003. He's the honorary, he serves as the honorary chairman of Our America, the Our America Initiative, or I should say Our America, which is the Gary Johnson Initiative. He's the author of the upcoming book, The Seven Principles of Good Government. He is of the Republican persuasion, in the interest of full disclosure, and he's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust, too. Governor Johnson, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back on. A lot has happened since I've been on the show over the last year.
A lot has happened, and we've missed having you on the show. Now you had your own company. You were a business owner, just like my audience, and so you know what my folks are up against. And I want to ask you a question. I want to talk first a little bit about your thoughts on what's going on in Washington right now. When I think of Washington D.C., and I'm talking the whole shooting match, not just one party or the other, it's what I see is an abject lack of shame. Here they are, talking about the 2011 budget, and 2011, the fiscal year, is half over. Now, can you imagine what would be going on in any business across America if they ran their business that way?
Well, what I think is a big disconnect, and for those listening, I started a one-man handyman business in Albuquerque in 1974, and in 1994, actually had 1,000 employees, plumbing, mechanical.
You know what it's like to make payroll.
It was a big payroll. And I sold that business in 1999. Nobody lost their job, and they're doing better than ever. But I think the real disconnect in Washington is that we do have people there that haven't run a business. They don't understand what it is to balance revenues with expenditures. And what we've got right now in Washington, they're talking about $38 billion in spending reduction, when the spending reduction right now needs to be $1.6 trillion. And the $1.6 trillion, of course, would be to balance revenues with expenditures.
Right.
I'm just in the camp that believes that we are on the verge of an imminent financial collapse.
Yeah.
Unless government actually balances the budget.
And by the way, that $38 billion dollars is what we borrow every 9 days.
That is, which is just amazing, and the beat goes on, and we're up against a debt ceiling limit right now, which we're going to get debated. And can't you just hear the debate and the wringing hands that we're going to have to raise it just one more time, but this is going to be it because this is a situation that has to be brought under control. We can't kick the can down the road anymore, but we're just going to kick it down the road one more time.
Right.
I can just hear it.
Well, and without any sense of shame, and one of the things I've been saying, Governor Johnson, is that there's going to be a phone call made. If you and I were in our businesses and we were running our businesses into the ground, there would be a phone call made. Either we have to call our banker and tell our banker what's going on, or our banker's going to call us and tell us, you know, I'm cutting you off. You're in big trouble. A decision has got to be made. Either we make it in an somewhat organized fashion and get ahead of this issue as quickly as we can, or our creditors will make that decision for us. They'll make that hard decision for us, won't they?
Well, that's exactly right. That's how this imminent financial collapse is going to play out. Is it's going to be the bond market that's going to refuse to underwrite any more government debt.
Right.
And that isn't going to happen in this country because the Federal Reserve is doing it in this country, making it a closed loop.
Right.
But as a result of printing the money to cover our debt obligations, we are devaluing the dollar in a really big way. Our savings accounts might show the same amount of money. They might even show an increased amount of money with the inflated equities market right now. But the reality is that that money buys a lot less, and that's getting ready to get
a lot worse with the inflation that's coming. When we come back, I'm going to ask Governor Johnson to give us some ideas about what he would do. That's what his new book's about, The Seven Principles of Good Government. We'll be talking about that coming up right after the next break. 20 till, right back with Governor Gary Johnson from the great state of New Mexico, former governor of that great state. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. I don't know
why they don't. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.